A recent survey titled It Takes Two to Toy Toy by Afrobarometer revealed that the level of trust in the country's President Ramaphosa has sunk to levels lower than those of former President Jacob Zuma's era, which attributed to mistrust of voters in the president to disappointing following the high expectations that had of him when he took office in 2019. We discuss with Dr. Dale McKinley, independent writer, researcher and lecturer. Dr. Dale, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning, Yusuf, and to your listeners.
So, Dr. Dale, is the president in the doldrums, as they say? On the one hand, we have this Afrobarometer, which indicates, you know, the low levels. On the other hand, we see the news coming through this morning that ANC Barrans is endorsing him for the president of the ANC.
Well, the first thing I think we need to say is that surveys are notoriously unpredictable and unreliable. Afrobarometer has gotten it wrong on many, many occasions. And I'm not saying that this survey is definitely wrong, but what I'm saying is that we can't take surveys as sort of truth. They are not necessarily accurate in terms of depending upon their who they're interviewing, what kinds of questions they're asking. So I'm fairly skeptical oftentimes of these results that come out of these surveys. But having said that, what's clear is that Palapala saga has definitely negatively affected the president, and it has made a lot of people question. I think his approval ratings previous to that were quite high. I think the COVID-19 situation, the load shedding, I mean, basically the last year and a half have been very bad for the president. That is separate, as you just mentioned, from the ANC itself. So what we have is we have the public perception of the president and all the problems, and he gets blamed for a lot of those things. And then we have the internal ANC dynamics and politics, which is about factions, is about who's, going to get power depending upon what's going to happen at the Congress in December. So that's a bit of a different dynamic. And I would say my sense is that inside the ANC, he still probably has the majority support, although that's being contested quite, I shouldn't say vigorously, but in the realm of public opinion, yeah, he's suffering quite a bit, and he needs some good victories or at least something good to happen for him to recover on that front.
Is there any separation between his level of popularity and the party itself? You know, will the decline in the president's popularity also mean the decline in the party?
Of course, there's a relationship. I mean, we saw this with past presidents for sure. There's no doubt that people make an association with the president of the country and with the ANC as a party, and rightfully so. So yes, the answer is yes, it's going to have an impact. I think it'll be negligible in the sense of the ANC's internal politics. So I don't think what we're going to see happening in December is we need to look inside the ANC for that, not outside, and what its own internal dynamics. But as we move towards the elections next year, let's assume that President Ramaphosa is sort of reelected as the president of the ANC and he's going to be the candidate again, then yes, it's going to, if things don't improve, if we continue, for example, let's say in the new year to have really large-scale load shedding, if a lot of the other problems, inflation is fairly high, prices are not good, people are not going to feel good about the ruling party, and they're not going to feel good about the president, and they're going to punish them at the polls.
Yes. Do you believe the opposition has capitalized on the decline we are seeing in the ANC?
I would say to a certain extent. I mean, they're obviously going to benefit almost in some ways naturally from a loss that's in terms of support for the ANC. So what you're going to find is you're going to find the DA, for example, I've seen at by-elections. It's gone pretty much according to what was expected. I mean, these are generally fairly strongholds of that particular party. There have been a couple of little surprises here and there where the EFF, for example, has performed a little bit better than one would have expected, the IFP in its strongholds, the DA in its strongholds. But I think the wild card is Musa Mamane's a new party that he's just formed. It's going to be interesting to see if he cannot pull together a lot of the independent candidates and people that are outside of the traditionally large parties. If he is able to pull quite a decent amount of support. I think that's going to have an impact. And the other wild card is to see how political parties like Action SA perform outside of Gauteng. I mean, they obviously made a big splash in the last elections here, but whether or not they can become a truly national party is another question. But I would say in the overall scheme of things, there has been a bit of support, but most parties have not, I don't think, excited the electorate, and I don't think you've got a massive swell of support one way or the other at this stage.
Yes. What about the fact that many knives are out for him, especially with KZN now putting Zweli Mkhize against him?
Well, these are the factional battles of the ANC. They've been going on for the last decade. I mean, President Ramaphosa's own election to the presidency of the ANC was rife with this factionalism. We could see it. We could see it again with Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma putting her candidacy forward. I think this is what a lot of people are tired of. So it's not just a matter of service delivery. It's not just a matter of the sort of socioeconomic situation, which is really hurting a lot of people. But it's this feeling that the ANC is more interested in itself, that it doesn't really care about the people themselves. It's about power. And what you can see here is if the ANC really, I mean, if you were a political observer and you were saying, the ANC was really concerned that it's about its own fortunes at the polls next year, and it would come together. It would basically say, we're going to unite behind a particular candidate, and we're going to push that because that's going to create more unity. It's going to create more effectiveness on the ground. We're going to be walking together. But what you see is the exact opposite. And I think what that tells us is that the ANC is so so removed from a lot of the realities of ordinary people, and it's so concentrated on its own problems and people getting positions of power and who wins what, that it's shooting itself in the foot once again.
Yes. What is likely to come? You know, you've made reference to the factional battles in the ANC, and there's even talk that there's more focus on the deputy president position as the, you know, if the ANC is the president, Cyril Ramaphosa is impeached, then the deputy president may go into the position as leader. What is likely to happen, you know, with regards to the Palapala issue? Is there a reality, is there a possibility that the ANC president could be impeached, that we could see some dramatic change in this regard?
I would seriously doubt so. For the impeachment to take place, as we saw even with, I mean, if we go back to President Zuma, I mean, the charges against President Zuma were, I think, quite extensive, should we say. There was a lot of evidence, and yet we still did not see him getting impeached, precisely because when the ANC holds the majority of seats, or at least enough seats to make sure that without a significant portion of those ANC parliamentarians voting for impeachment, it's not going to happen. And I wouldn't see that happening. I would see maybe there is a rump of the ANC or a section of it that might pull in that direction. But again, that's going to sort of revolve around whether there's going to be an open vote, whether it's closed ballots and all those kinds of things. I would say as opposed to his impeachment, he's going to be certainly weakened. And what we're going to see is we're going to see horse trading again inside the ANC. You're going to see different people put into different positions, not because they are competent, not because they should be there, not because they're popular individuals, but simply because it balances out the factional interests within the ANC. And that's what's wrong with the party. It has put itself before the people. And Professor Ramaphosa was expected to sort of move beyond that in some ways, but he has proven to be consistent with the ANC's history in that regard, and I think people are very disappointed.
Dr. Dale, thank you very much for chatting to us. Your time appreciated.
Thank you.
Go well. Have a lovely day. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Dr. Dale McKinley chatting to us this morning about the position of the ANC head, and as well that is Cyril Ramaphosa, and what could happen in the country in the coming days.